This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Cats get it done last night against the LA Kings, 5-2. The Sams with some goals for the Cats. Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart, each lighting the lamp for Florida. Brad Marchand continues his excellent season. He had a huge pair. And Mr. Los Olas, Anton Lundell, handsome. He had a goal for the Cats as well. Needed that one.
Yep.
Needed that one in a big, big way. This was Sergei Bobrovsky on how much they needed it.
I would say we take one period at a time. You know, it's a big game for us. We're gonna get rest, get ready for the next one. Next one is a big game for us again to build that chemistry, to build our game.
Focus. He also says he loves Brad Marchand.
He's been outstanding for us whole season. You know, he's the one who drives us. You know, he's a leader in the locker room. He's a leader on the ice. It's great to have him. He's a great two-way forward, quick, fast, and a good leader.
I love it. He's been awesome. It's very weird. I don't know what to do with this guy. I mean, he's not only come over here dazzled in the playoffs, he's continuing it on. I didn't think he was going to stick around. I figured like Brad Marchand was going to come in here that first year, dip out after the cup, go play in Toronto, you know, go get a hero's welcome. It's just too good down here, dude. He's just like, you know what? I'm gonna stick around. Put some roots down here. Get a golf cart. I feel like that's the first thing everybody does once they sign. I think Tkachuk takes him over to the golf cart dealership. Fancy. Careful, though. You know, make sure you have a designated golf cart driver from the elbow room.
There, listen.
You know what would happen?
My house.
Oh, great. Dude, I'm telling you, they know no bounds. And by the way, these snot-nosed kids with the golf carts, you're not allowed to drive those.
Nope.
You're not allowed to drive those. And they're just driving by with reckless abandon.
We have the kids with the little bitty motorcycles.
Well,
dirt bikes, bikes.
You know, in my day, a little motorcycle was meant for one person, a clown. Now you got these little kids whizzing by.
And then, you know, everybody got to hit a wheelie.
Yep. With their tiny crotch rockets. Ridiculous, dude. This is crazy. Anyway, Panthers will be back at it tomorrow, taking on the Sharks. Needed that win yesterday. Sergei Bobrovsky, 24 saves in the win as the Panthers continue their road trip. The Canes got a win last night over Bethune-Cookman, 101-61. Malik Renew had 22 points. Trey Donaldson had 23. And a good start for Jay Lucas. I think Stetson is their next game. Taking on all these Florida teams to start things off here, you know? No Barry Buccaneers on the schedule, I saw. You know, scared. I don't know what to tell you. Bethune gave quite a fight to Auburn before this ass kicking. So, you know, listen, don't sleep on the Bobcats.
Or maybe the Auburn Bobcats isn't that good.
Hard to say. I don't know.
No, it's not.
It might be.
It's the crazy thing about sports, man. It doesn't transfer. You think because, you know, Miami beat Bethune and Bethune barely got by Auburn, that if Miami paid Auburn, they would beat the brakes off of them.
I don't know that they couldn't beat the brakes off them, dude, to be honest with you. You know, 2-0 is 2-0 in my book. I'm not apologizing to anybody.
No, you don't have to. I'm not saying to apologize. I'm just saying it. Like, I don't know exactly what it means, you know.
Some injury updates from Mike McDaniel last hour. He says, this is from Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said the team is preparing as though Chop Robinson and Rasul Douglas will not play against the visiting Buffalo Bills, but he's not totally ruling it out. Robinson is progressing through concussion protocol, but as of Thursday, he was not cleared to do much on-field work. He says, with the timing and where we're at, I'm preparing for him not to play against the Bills. Rasul Douglas is dealing with ankle and foot injuries, but he's not shutting the door on him playing because he wants to play so bad.
I will.
Okay.
Ankle, foot?
Not good.
Dude, ankles and feet, like either it's not that bad or if it's bad to the point where it ain't going to mysteriously get better in 2 days.
It's tough.
Right.
Get ready, Ethan Bonner. Intangibles.
Intangibles.
D. Eskridge will not play because of a shoulder injury.
He hurt his shoulder on that fumble.
That was tough.
Don't worry. I used to hear stuff like that, so I can dish it out.
No one's questioning it. Mike McDaniel also said that Wave tight end Tanner Connor, they waived him after practice because they might need a spot on the 53-man roster for a different player. He declined to elaborate for competitive reasons about any transaction that will have to be announced by tomorrow. They might bring him back.
Put him on practice squad. Don't you have to clear? Wait, so I think, correct me if I'm wrong, if you get cut, you have to clear waivers and then be put on practice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so he, I believe, is there to be picked up. And I don't believe he has a very expensive deal, so he could get snatched up if somebody wants to, you know, would love him? Buffalo. Intangible's name, intangible tight end.
Oh yeah, they got three.
If we added Dawson, Dalton, Jackson, and Tanner,
the four horsemen,
the four intangibles horsemen.
I mean, do you have to say intangibles?
Well, you're right.
You just say the four horsemen.
Well, not the original four horsemen.
It ain't Rick.
I mean,
it ain't.
You had four horsemen of the apocalypse. You had four horsemen of the apocalypse. Four horsemen of the intangibles.
Ain't no Nature Boy with them.
Oh man, that's crazy. Pretty wild. Also from Barry's article, Dolphins rookie running back Ollie Gordon was contrite about lashing out at running back coach Eric Studesville for his heated exchange. He says, I was caught up in the heat of a moment. When you look at it, I was wrong. I probably should have said yes sir and kept going about my business. We didn't have to have the fallout about it. Mm-mm. We talked about it and everything was good from there.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I ain't buying it. Because, first of all, a coach shouldn't be coming at you like that while you're still in the game. You could do it at halftime, after the game, or whatever, but you're still trying to win. So why are you going at a player like that? Especially when most of us thought it was a bogus call.
It was a bogus call.
So at that point, you should have your players back. You shouldn't be going at him. It makes it look like you defending you.
I'm sure if he wasn't a rookie, he wouldn't have to go about this.
It don't matter. The play is the play.
Apologizing.
The play is the play. Right. If he wasn't a rookie, he wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Probably.
But the play is the play. And all the coach heard was penalty on him. Right? And like, yeah. And so to come out and say, wait a minute, I didn't even do anything. Right? Like all of a sudden, you know, coaches on the sidelines are yelling at officials for making bad calls. Now all of a sudden you yelling at your player. You know, it's quite possible he could have made a bad call. So I just think you handle that situation a little bit differently.
Sure.
Because if you yelling at a player on the sidelines at that moment when everybody else can see the replay and you haven't, you making that about you. You ain't making it about the mistake on the field. So yeah, it was a bad look. Normally, I would never go at a coach on the sidelines like that because it defeats the purpose of what everybody's trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I can say I don't have a problem with the guy defending himself, right? And I would have said, Coach, before you start coming at me like this, why don't you look at the replay, right? So, yeah, it was too much. And I don't like, right? Here's what I don't like. I don't like the coach coming at him like that. He defend himself and he got to be the one to come out and apologize. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That coach should have came out right away. And then when you ask the player later on in the week, then it could be reciprocal, right? He could reciprocate those feelings. But for him to be the only one to have to speak to it is crazy when he wasn't the one who initiated it.
Take a break here on the program. Back with more for this. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Heat, they'll be back in action tonight. They are taking on the Charlotte Hornets. First night of a home back-to-back. The Heat will have the Portland Trail Blazers tomorrow. The Blazers are not playing tonight. I'm just making sure they weren't playing in Orlando, which means...
Yeah, South Beach flu.
Enjoy the night. Astron, assemble! Enjoy your night in... Enjoy your night in Miami, boys.
Yo, Mike B should say, you should have him say, Astron is some, you should have him say that.
Oh, Mike B, I don't know if he'll do that one.
That'd be hysterical.
He usually doesn't say no to us. I don't know if he'll say that.
He's retiring. He could do it. He's retiring after this year.
True. He is retiring.
That'd be hysterical.
Oh, man. The Heat'll be in action tonight and then 8 o'clock tomorrow at the Kaseya Center. So go check that on out. No Bam Adebayo tonight. He is dealing with a toe sprain. I'd imagine he's going to miss tomorrow as well. No shoot around today. Eric Spoelstra will address the media today at his normal time availability. So obviously a traumatic couple of days for Eric Spoelstra. The team did put out a statement yesterday for those who did not see it. Just to because, man, that was a scary scenes that the team was dealing with. But their statement that they put out, we're grateful to learn that nobody was harmed in the fire at Coach Spoelstra's residence this morning. Our thoughts, prayers, and assistance are with Spo and his family during this time. So glad that nobody was hurt, but obviously terrible that he has no place to live right now. So.
Again, things are things.
Things are things, but
nobody was hurt. You can rebuild things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it, but it still is.
Don't mean it's not a pain.
It's not at all. Still an awful experience. So, gonna be an interesting one tonight. You got to deal with this this Hornets team coming in here. NBA Cup gets going, and the Heat. In this Hornets, they beat the Hornets earlier in the year, put 144 on them. No Brandon Miller. I believe he's still hurt for Charlotte. I think LaMelo is questionable for tonight or probable. Let's see. It says he's questionable with an ankle injury for tonight. Colin Sexton is probable for tonight. He's had a nice year with them so far.
Right.
Grant Williams with that trash talk, he still is out with a knee injury. The big thing that's gone on, a lot of national buzz around the Ja Morant stuff. Now, I saw Mark Stein report yesterday. There doesn't appear to be this sense of urgency from Memphis to trade him. But it is one of these things that's very odd because you
have they learned anything from Jimmy Butler?
Who? The Heat?
Has Memphis learned anything?
Oh, yeah.
If you let this linger on, it's just going to go poorly.
Well, yeah. The thing is interesting. I really do like it very much clearly seems like he does not like the coach, Tuomas Iasalo.
Well, if you don't like two coaches, maybe it's not the coaches, it's you.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Hold on. Don't say that's a fair point. I didn't want him to come here when the previous coach from his team.
Vlad.
Well, he was.
My man, Tobes. Sometimes tend to overlook certain aspects of what he wants because he's going to now tell you, but that was in Memphis. This
Memphis
is
Memphis.
Memphis, you know, is Memphis. You know, we're doing the same offense, right?
Here's the thing.
And that guy's coaching. He's spearheading the conversion to what Ja was supposed to be doing last year.
He's not spearheading. He is an unlisted consultant, Nick LaRoche.
Where do you think they're getting it from?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing that I'm curious about. Now, everybody said last year that, Ja didn't like the offense. However, starting to get the arithmetic on this whole thing of making a stink. Did he not like the offense? Or is he just tired of Memphis? You know, it's very easy to say, I don't like the offense. Ja doesn't like the offense. Let's fire Taylor Jenkins with six games left. That's how desperate they are. but now you don't like this guy either. Maybe he has nothing to do with the offense. Maybe he just doesn't like you guys.
So he's the new Marcone now? He's walking away from Memphis now?
I'm walking away from Memphis. Yeah, I don't know, Vlad. I'm just saying, like, maybe the offense isn't the issue as much as we thought it was.
First class ticket to Miami.
Whoa. Hey, it's been real Memphis. So, this has been fun.
So, what? You're doing it again.
What am I doing?
You making the circumstance fit what you want.
I'm not making my first of
yes,
all.
Yes, you are.
Hold
yes,
on.
You are.
Hold on.
Yes,
that's not are. Fair. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Really?
That's I mean, not fair.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Well, here's the thing. I am not making any. I don't even know if I want John Morant. Okay.
So oh, stop it, Tobin. Stop it. Don't even start. Come on.
Everybody just keeps looking, Vlad, and they're like, oh, Miami would be the perfect place for John Morant. He needs culture.
Tobin, you know you want to say, make a stink. You know you want to say it, so say it.
He's already making a stink. I don't have to tell him anything. He's already making
Thank
a stink.
Thank you, J-Fig.
Why? Why do I get a minus one?
You know why. Stop acting like you're innocent.
For
Stop
deception.
Acting like you're innocent.
Or lying.
You are
Dude.
Not.
Dude.
Tobin's a show pony.
That's not fair.
Fraud I'm just access.
Okay, hear me out on this. Would the Heat not have a little bit of insight? Maybe you call up our old friend Anthony Carter. Is he still coaching on Memphis? I think he is.
Wait a minute, even more of an insight.
Hmm?
Who's Ja's agent?
It was Mike Miller, but they're
done.
They broke up.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Well, then you still have an insight. He'll let you know.
Yep.
Hey,
what?
Now, let me ask you this. Jay Toll said it, and I was thinking it. What are one of the best traits of the Heat right now? They share the ball, feed the hot hand, or whatever. John Morant doesn't play well with others.
That's not true, though. Like, when Memphis was playing at its best, that was a well-oiled machine. Jaren Jackson and Desmond Bane and Santiago, they all shared in the wealth. Like, I don't think of John Morant as a ball hog.
Let's look at his stats.
And that team was good.
Okay.
That team was good. I don't think of him as a ball hog. And, again, he may just be tired of Memphis. You know?
And you think, with all the problems that he has had, that is going to just go away?
Look, I can't say that they will go away. I don't know. He may be very immature. I don't know.
But you
that's why I'm.
But this is all you have. This is all you have to make decisions like this.
That's
is
why,
what he's done. You are willing to give up assets and everything in hopes that it will be different when he gets here.
I'm not willing to give up assets and everything. Okay.
Leroy.
I'm just saying, if this is a problem, we can.
What do you think you're gonna have to give up to get John Morant?
I don't know. I'm not. If you're talking multiple first round picks, I'm out. I'm not doing it. You guys got your own headache. All right, we're not dealing with that. So I'm clear. He's not a give up the farm type
of
guy.
But what do you think you're gonna give up? Crickets?
I don't know. That's a good question, because a lot of people are seeming to think that he doesn't have a lot of value around the league.
Well, they say that his shooting has diminished, and he's afraid.
His athleticism.
Yeah, his athleticism.
This is games.
So,
and he's tiny.
And he can't shoot the rock. But he is a career 22.5, 7 assist guy. So he's not really a ball hog. If you're averaging if you're averaging 7 assists in the league, you're sharing the ball.
Tell you who you like to give lobs to. The warehouse.
You mean the pigeon?
That's his guy now. That's his pigeon. Bygones be bygones.
That's also, hey, Vlad, if I called you a pigeon and it came to work and you was doing, like, we would have to have a conversation.
No, we have to have
right?
a fight. No, we have to have a fight. Like, you got to take that just back. You can't publicly call me a pigeon and then all of a sudden we're teammates and now we can be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to let that slide. No.
Call John Morant.
And so, wait.
Oh, don't care.
Let's do this. You think being in Miami lessens the chances of him doing Ja stuff or increases the chances?
hard to say. You know, maybe
no, it ain't hard to say. It ain't hard to say. Guy, five minutes ago, you said Astron activate.
Toby, assemble. I mean, dude, I don't know what to tell you.
Astron assemble. So if we assemble in Astron, you think if Ja get down here?
Oh, his sliders for his sliders with you know, in NBA 2K, you have sliders like you know, you improve. Oh yeah, his slider for not improving would be very high. There's no way he'll be at Tootsie's or Playhouse or, you know, the Cheetahs in Pompano. He'll be at every Cheetah, Pompano, Hollandale, and West Palm. Come on, Tobin, you know that's good.
Look, I say we give a little call. Is Anthony Carter still there? We give AC a call. We're like, what do you think, AC? You think this guy can handle it down here? Anthony Carter would know. Pro's pro. He's played down here. What do you think about this Ja Morant?
I was outside when Anthony Carter was outside. Okay. I'm just saying.
Bill Simmons came out today. Sports guy.
Now all of a sudden you listen to anybody. If it makes his
Oh, now Simmons?
Yeah. I'm not listening to anybody. I'm just bringing it to the table, everybody. You are
something else.
He thinks that the trade value would be, why don't the Grizzlies and the Heat do a Tyler Hero for Ja Morant Swapskis, apparently. The Heat, I guess, got to take Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in his contract. And I guess, I don't know, he suggested the Terry Rozier contract. I don't even know if you could touch that. But let's just say you could make the salary work. Let's just say it was a Tyler for Ja straight-up trade. One, would Memphis do that? And two, if you're the Heat, would you do that?
No.
Why? Do elaborate.
Okay, because one...
Who's saying no in your case? You answered no. Okay. A double hang up.
Because
you think Memphis would say no?
Memphis ain't trading nobody without trading Ja without draft picks.
Well, you can only trade with what you can get. And I don't know what they can get for him.
And two, you think they want Tyler Hero?
I don't know.
And he's up for a max extension?
He is up for an extension, but you don't have Ja to pay anymore. If Ja's I'm saying, here's the situation. If we're saying this is a Jimmy Butler type situation, he's joyless. He doesn't.
What they should have did with Jimmy was trade him before the draft.
But they didn't. And the Grizzlies had an issue with Ja last year. And did they trade him? No, they waited through this year. So now they have Ja Morant making a stink, which, you know, we'll see how they deal with all of that. I don't know. But obviously,
I don't like that trade for either team.
You have Kevin Durant mocking, you know, Papa Morant on the sidelines, saying that your son doesn't want to be there. Everybody knows it. He wants out by the weekend. I don't know.
If I'm either team, I don't want that. I don't want the Ja Morant contract without, like, you don't know if he's matured enough to like, be equivalent to what Tyler is on the court. Tyler is a shooter. Ja isn't.
He is. And that's true.
Ja is small and has been banged up. And that's the last thing you want.
Oh, I would say both of durability and size.
I would tell you what, compared to Ja Morant, Tyler swole.
Okay, but whatever. Like Ja Morant,
whatever
it is. I mean, like if you're talking about like liabilities and durability, like both of those things handle for both players. One guy's a really good shooter. His game will probably age a lot better, and maybe Ja Morant flames out by his 30. I don't know. Maybe not even.
I'm just saying.
But I would say this: if you are squeamish about paying Tyler Hero in the 40s. Ja Morant, you have under contract for a couple of years in the 40s, you know, like, and if Tyler Hero's shooting for 50 and you're just like, is that a question? The Heat are already like, all right, well, this is a guy we know what the price point is for the next couple of years.
Right. And so let me ask you a realistic question.
Do tell.
Name, all that doesn't matter. Based on how the Heat are playing right now, how does Ja Morant make this team better? His skill set, does it really make the team better?
Yeah, I think so.
How?
Guy gets up and down the floor fast, can share the basketball, scoring punch. You'd essentially be replacing Davion Mitchell. You wouldn't have his defense, but you'd have a guy who's a souped up offense. Pretty nice fit with Norman Powell, I would say. So I don't think,
when I look at Davion, Davion's not as good offensively, but what I'm getting on the defensive side of the ball makes up for that. And you have other guys who can score. Like, I don't want to lose that part of it, especially when you're running up and down the floor.
Yeah, but you're going to lose somewhat of it. Like, look, you're eventually going to lose those minutes anyway because Tyler Hero is going to play, unless you're going to go super small and play Bam, Wiggins, Norman, Tyler, and Davion. And we've already been seeing how getting your ass kicked with the rebounding has been going for Miami. Not great.
Right.
So I don't know. You're gonna have some give on that either way.
I don't think his scoring is gonna like overshadow his lack of defense on this team that much. Right? Let's just put him at his averages, 22. Well, we got guys that do that.
Do you?
Right?
His averages are 22, but this is a guy who's like averaged up like 27 points a game before.
I mean, to me, Ja Morant would just be a smaller, smaller Jimmy Butler. Like, you would have to start building your team around him.
I guess
that he does on the defensive side, like all things that when you brought a guy in, when you brought, you know, even Jimmy, and you didn't have to worry about the defensive side of it.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Butler's a really good defender. That's not really that's not the issue that was there for him. The issue with Jimmy was, you know, when you could you always rely on him to go and turn on the scoring. Like, that's not going to be a thing with Ja Morant. People have always said, like, you need the go-to guy in Miami. And if there are, and here's the thing, if they are squeamish about paying Tyler Hero, this is a little bit of a punt move. Like, it's like you're bringing in a guy who's obviously an uber talent. Yes, with way more baggage than Tyler Hero, but also some red flags that Tyler Hero also has.
Like what? Injuries?
Injuries, yeah. Injuries.
Yeah, but they both have those.
That's what I just said.
No, I know. But I'm so you're basically saying Ja Morant's upside is worth the risk. Where I look at Tyler Hero and I say, I can just keep Tyler and not have that risk and maybe be in a better place.
But Tyler Hero as the number one guy on a team has never led a 50 win top of the conference type Correct. Of team like Ja Morant has. And yeah, that
again, that like
now that guy may be gone. I don't know if he's
immature guy. Here's what happens with immaturity. Those things that carry over that you think are going to carry over don't always carry over. So you're taking more of a risk when you know he's immature. You see what I mean?
Definitely got to question the maturity. That's why you got to call up Anthony Carter, right? I'm saying we got to call up Anthony Carter, set up a group call.
Somebody said Ja sells tickets.
That's true.
No, you get Ja, Miami's in hot city again. It's like when you guys, I'm not comparing him to the Hall of Famer, but the same buzz you would get when Wade got to Miami, and then Wade, everybody started seeing that, you know, Flash was a thing, and he was must-see TV and must-see to come to the, you know, to the arena. Mm-hmm. Ja would do that. You will see a lot of asses in the seats. There won't be no Skittle colors being shown on TV when they play.
We'll take a break. More to come. Little mixed bag coming on up. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
You want to trade Ja Morant for Tyler Hero?
No.
Really? Why not?
I just don't think he would fit in here, to be honest. And also, I feel like he'll pull a Jimmy Butler sooner or later. So.
Pulling a Jimmy Butler is an interesting one, but Jimmy Butler pulled a Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler didn't get paid. So I don't know. I don't look. The one thing I can say is I don't know why Ja Morant is sick of Memphis all of a sudden. I know a lot of players don't like playing in Memphis. Like. That there's just a bad reputation as far as like the amount of guys that want to go there. This was said when Jimmy Butler, I thought, man, Jimmy Butler kind of felt like a great fit for Memphis to add with those guys, and he's like, nope. And so I don't know if he's just sick of living there. Obviously, he's gotten into plenty of trouble over there, but
you think he's gonna get into less trouble in Miami?
I don't know. It's so relaxing here sometimes. You know, you put the feet up. And the weather's perfect. Oh, the weather's perfect right now. You know, he gets a nice little.
This is why we can't have grown up conversations with this man.
Why? What are you because talking about?
Come on, man.
Dude, could you imagine?
If you have certain vices in life, right? Coming to Miami ain't gonna fix those vices.
Florida's very gun. It might
just make it even more.
He maybe had a legal gun in Memphis.
Let's get to the mixed bag, huh? The Panthers, they win yesterday. Sam Reinhart scored on his birthday. Paul Maurice loves the Rhino.
He's been so good. He plays with everybody for the most part. Penalty kill power play. One of the most impactful players in our room. And then as a leader, he's got that great balance. He can talk to the coaches about the X's and O's because he sees things on the ice so very well, but he also will do hard things that kind of keep him connected to the players.
Wow. Love Sam Reinhart. I can't disagree. Cooking the last few games after a slow start. And then Benny got it going yesterday. Nice win for the Cats. Everybody pitching in on that one. Much needed. Marchand's probably tired of carrying everybody's ass.
Let's go, everybody.
He's still one of the fastest guys on the ice, too.
Very, very quick. Very quick. Also quick, Jaylen Waddle. They call him the Penguin. He was asked about, hey, what was your reaction to not getting traded, Jaylen?
What was Tuesday like for you in terms of the trade deadline?
It was just really just a regular day. Same old day, same process.
How do you feel about the team's decision to not trade you?
I never really even thought about it for real, but yeah, I never really thought about it.
You happy to know that you are sticking around after maybe your name had been thrown out by people on the outside?
Yeah, of course. You know, I love being a Dolphin. I love being here. Just on the place I know, so of course.
There you go.
Man.
Problem?
Like, once he said, I never thought about it, right?
Are you sure you never thought about it?
Like... Man, so wow. Like I used to be insulted by that, right? And simply because they would ask a question and then ask it another way. And I'm like, you must think you're smarter than me that you could ask the same question in a different way and I'm gonna fall for it the second time. Right? Because they kept asking him questions around the same thing. Once he said he never thought about getting traded. And never really thought about it. Asking more questions about being traded seems kind of borderline disrespectful, right? Like, what you think you're going to get out of it?
Patrick Paul, he was asked about the Papa shot being out of the locker room. He says,
I ain't never play it anyway.
He says, this is going to start a 10-game win streak.
There are some things missing from the locker room now, namely the basketball hoops and the card tables. What's the message that's being sent with them being removed?
Honestly, I got beat and I got mad and I just broke the whole thing. So, nah, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, wanted to redecorate, I guess.
You know what I mean? You know? Everybody thinks it's stupid. It is like stupid. You're not doing nothing.
It is stupid.
And you're making yourself look more like a clown show.
How many things do you think he's accidentally broken in his life just being a Giant?
I mean, no, like, you think as a kid they had to go easy?
Yeah, easy? I do, actually. Yeah, I do, actually.
Right?
I think he's probably broken some furniture.
Because I know when I give Dre a treat, you got to give him the look and say nice. Otherwise, you might lose everything because he's going in.
He's such, yeah, he reminds me of when you told me that story about the parents whining because you were too big for football.
Yeah.
He reminds me, like, yeah, he probably, like, let's check that. What does his birth certificate say? He's how old? He's a Giant.
I mean, just imagine, what about that kid at Florida who's 7'9"?
I saw that.
Yeah, he played yesterday, right?
Can I ask a question? Is he French or Canadian? Where's he from? I know he's got a French name. I'm not sure where he's from. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the French, dude. I didn't realize they were so big.
7'9".
Got him. Got Wemby. Rudy Gobert looks like a shrimp.
I know. Can you imagine being 7 foot and somebody being 9 inches taller than you?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, what does an alley-oop look like? An alley putback?
He is. I wonder if he's French Canadian. He is from Canada, and he does have a French name. Ryu,
Ryu.
We all.
He could be French Canadian.
He's from Emma's area.
Where?
I don't know. Jalen Hurts, he turned into Yoda yesterday.
One thing that you don't think about, you know, you look back on it, I guess, you know, you live life forward, but you learn it backwards. You reflect on these things after it happens. And that's one thing that I've never ever thought about, but I think that's just a testimony to the singular focus going into every game.
Wow. Deep.
What? I just felt like when he said that, I'm like, thank you.
Thank you.
I thought he was about to say it's bigger than Nedon Brown, the way he was talking.
they need to put that on a fortune cookie. You live life forward, but you learn it backwards. Wise. Finally, Jordan Brooks. This was him on the Dolphins trade deadline. And his reaction to only Jalen Phillips getting dealt.
That's tough, man. When you lose a brother, somebody that you've been building relationships with, going out there, playing football, practice, games, spend a lot of time in the meeting, on and off the field. It's always tough to lose somebody. That's the nature of the business. But we're happy for him that he's going into a great situation. I think he's going to do well in his new home.
There you go. Jordan Brooks.
Just gained what, four wins?
Yep. Big time. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.